I want you to turn to the book of Psalms. And I actually want you to go to the very first Psalm. Very first Psalm, Psalm chapter number one. One of my favorite Psalms in the Bible. If you read the Psalms, actually Psalm one actually sets the truth that God wants for us throughout all the Psalms. Amen. Let me give you these truths. In the book of Psalms, you'll see righteous folks and you see unrighteous folks. You see godly people and ungodly people. Somebody help me. You see holy people and unholy people. But this one really gets in my mind. We see happy people and unhappy people. Amen. That's on my mind. And if you're listening by way of live stream, be sure to share it. And I didn't know which sermon to preach. I have two that's hot on me that I'm going to preach today. So some of you be back tonight. And if you had to be somewhere else, you make sure you live stream and listen to tonight's message, because I was kind of flipping. You ever been like that, Chad? Which one I'm going to do? But this one's this morning. I believe it's very pertinent, very helpful. Let's read the psalm together. Psalm chapter number one starts out with a great, great word, blessed. That word means happy. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Whew. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Dear God, that's good. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now notice how the scene changes. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor in sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm going to give you three things. I like preaching like this. As I get older, I like preaching just line upon line and precept on precept, and give you guidelines for a healthier, happier life. Somebody help me preach. There's something that troubles me. I might as well just tell you. Let me get it off my chest. There's something that troubles me. And it really just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I've preached all over this country. Y'all know that. I've preached in some of the biggest churches in this country. And I've preached in small churches in this country. And I preach in middle size. I've preached in white churches. I've preached in black churches. I've preached in Native American churches. I've actually preached all over the place. And you know what really troubles me? And this really troubles me this morning. There's so many people that says they're Christians. They're absolutely miserable. Absolutely unhappy. Somebody help me here. Let me think about this for a moment. How in the world can a blood-washed person be unhappy? How in the world can a heaven-bound person be unhappy? How in the world can a hell-rescued person be unhappy? How in the world can a Holy Ghost-filled Christian be unhappy? Am I preaching? How can a redeemed, pardoned child of God, heir of God, joint heir with Jesus, saved, sealed, and satisfied be unhappy? Amen. saying. I see marriages. They're miserable. Singles, folks single, ain't got no big baggage, and you're miserable. That just don't tick with me. Hello. Amen. Let me give you this. There's some things in church that's not apical for everybody. Let me explain. Not everybody's preachers. Right? God calls men to preach. And some of them, and no women. And that's not me being, there's just an order, amen? Not everybody's qualified to be a deacon. Not everybody's qualified to be a Sunday school teacher, am I right? But ladies and gentlemen, you might not be qualified to preach, and you might not be qualified for being a deacon, and maybe Sunday school teaching is not your thing, but everybody can be happy. Am I preaching? I mean, you may not do everything in church. You might not sing in church. But there's one thing you are qualified for, and that is to be happy. I'm going to say this. Some of you that's unhappy, and don't bow your head, I'm watching you. There's no excuse for unhappiness. There's no excuse for you being miserable. You say, well, it's the location I'm in. I got a God that's with me whether I'm up, whether I'm down, whether I'm in this state or out of this state. I got a God that said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. Location is not what makes me happy. I'll tell you what makes me happy is I'm serving a God. I've been born again. I'm blood washed. I've got something in me. Somebody help me preach. I looked at Dave. I looked at him. I'm ready to blast off this morning. That word blessed, listen to it, means happy. It means favored. You ever thought about that? We're favored children. He looked beyond all of our faults, saw our need, on the way to heaven, blessed people. Why in the world would we be always complaining, always miserable, when God's blessed us and favored us? It means receiving benefits. My God, God's been good to you. Amen. By the way, I heard somebody say this the other day, and I about cringed. So I'm happy in my heart. Well, my Bible said a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. By the way, if you're happy in heart, please let your face know it. My God, have mercy. Walk around, go. Like Lord God, you went to, huh? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're blood bought. We're on the winning side. I don't care what society's doing. I don't care how bad it is. I read the back of the book. We win, the devil loses, and we're going to a great place. Can I? Whew. Man, I feel like preaching, Dave. Let me give you three principles that'll make you happy. You want to be happy? You want to be happy? Come on. At least one person grunt, please. You want to be happy? Then I'm going to give you three truths. Right here. I'm not going to look at Dr. Spock and see what he says. Or the latest religious guru. I'm going to look at the Bible. Verse number one. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number one, you want to be happy? be separated from the world. Listen to me. I know you might think this. You dabbling in the world is going to make you happy. But if you've got the Holy Ghost in you, you can't be happy out there. And you can't be happy in here. You're going to be miserable. See, we need to be separated from the world. Look at the verse. First of all, we need to be separated from wicked counselors. We ought not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Why don't some of you stop tuning in to nutheads? You got people you work with ain't worth a nickel. They're terrible. They set a bad example. And you listen to them before you listen to a gospel preacher. Somebody help me. You tune into the wrong thing. You say, well, I watched Dr. Phil all day. I wonder what was wrong with you. Amen. See, bad advice will destroy you. And why is it? I might as well just ask you. Why is it you always go to some low-down hound that ain't worth a nickel for advice? When you got some holy men in this church and some godly men, a pastor that loves you, that lives by the book, and you follow all kinds of counsel, and it's leading you down. I've watched some of you. You used to serve God. You used to be in the choir. You ain't got no time for God. You ain't got no time for anything else. You know why? Because a bunch of wicked people's occupying you. Amen. Am I preaching? Yeah. You see, this is a pretty stout sermon for a Sunday morning one. By the way, I don't know for sure you'll be back tonight, so I'm going to let you have it all. Be separated from wicked counselors. Look on. Bless the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Listen to this. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. That's being in the wrong company. Hey, Christian people, we ought not be running with people that social drink and act like a devil and smoke weed and smoke drugs or do drugs and act like idiots. That ought not be our company. You ought to feel a little bit nervous around them. Somebody help me. You know why you're a mess? You know why? Hey, don't you blame the preacher. Don't you blame Taze Valley Battery. You're a mess because you're running around with the wrong company. And you'll never be happy until you separate yourself and say, I'm serving God. And as for me and my house, we choose the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All that, look at the progression. They start walking. Then they stand, Chad. Then they sit. Look here. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor what? Said church, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That's wayward companions. You say, what is a scornful person? I'm glad you asked. You want to know what one is? They're proud. They're arrogant. They're rebellious. Good preaching, Reverend. The Bible said, rebuke a scorner and they will hate thee. Just take a stand at work with that buzzard that's trying to bring you down. They ain't going to like you no more. You say, Preacher Smith, does it not bother you? Everybody doesn't love you? I don't want everybody loving me. I want godly people loving me. I want to run around with people that love God. Somebody help me preach. Let me tell you something about a scorner, in case we have any in this church. They're uncorrectable. You ever deal with somebody, you can't tell nothing. Now, I'm going to say something. I was trying to be mild this morning. There is some folk that will not take any correction. You know what? There's some people that I can't help. You know who I can't help? It's somebody that don't think they need help. And not only are they not, they're uncorrectable, they're not teachable. Yeah, let me give you some advice. Always know this, you can learn something from somebody. By the way, you can still learn from God's word. Amen. I tell you what the Bible says about them scorners. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. You want to know why you're always upset, up and down, and really always wanting to be a little contentious? You want to know why folks are like that? It's because they run around with a bunch of hateful people that have a bad attitude. I want you to know we need to come out from among them and be separate and live for God. Somebody help me preach. He says, I want to be happy, then be separated from the world. Let me get... Whew. I love this book, don't you? Look how it starts. Come on now. Let me dab on this just a little bit more. So I see some of you getting nervous, so I thought I'd just dwell here a while. When you start walking, that means you start scrolling through. Start getting your face in Facebook that you shouldn't be. Chatting with some bunch of wickedness. And then you stand. That means you get right there and say, well, I think I'll listen to that buzzard. And before you know it, you're sitting with them. And you're right down in the middle of them. And you're just as negative as they are, and just as weak as they are, and just as unhappy as they are. And it is a crime this morning for a child of God to live like the devil and live like unsaved people when God has made you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. Amen. Number two, how about a hurry? Ain't hard to get off them scorners this morning. Number two, look at verse number two. You hit this a little bit in your Sunday school, and I thought I was going, really? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Not only is he separated from the world, a happy person is saturated in the word of God. Amen. This is what scares me. We got more people that have a copy of this Bible than ever before. But we got less reading and less studying and less delighting than we've ever had before. Amen. It scares me that a lot of people that's saved, even in this church, when you get taught right, you're not in love with the Bible. Amen. It said, but his delight. See, a man's got to be separated from the world, but he's got to be hooked up with the Bible. Amen. You say, preacher, is there any verses that tell me that I ought to be hooked up with the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Job said, I esteemed his word above my necessary food. One writer said, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You said, well, I just don't know how to make a decision. I'm making all kinds of bad decisions. You know why you're making bad decisions? You're making bad decisions because you're not following the Bible. Amen. You're not a Bible husband. You're not a Bible wife. You're not saturated with, but no, you want to listen to something on TV that's out of hell. Amen. Then you're going to go out miserable and everybody else knows you're miserable when God wants you to be happy. Amen. By the way, it's sweeter than honey. I tell you what you need to do. Just like when you want to go out there and charge your battery, you need to put your black, that black one and that red one right on your back, right on the word of God, and get a good charge. Somebody say amen. Hey, you can't manage your depression outside the Bible. You'll always look like a sourpuss. First of all, look, it's his delight. It's a motivating passion. You can own one of these, but you're never going to get help until you read one of these. And by the way, I read to study, and I've got books galore, but I want y'all to know, I read a lot of Bible that I don't ever use for study. I just use it to get fed with. You know what's happened? Our folks has lost a love for God's word, a delight for God's word. And when you lose God's delight for God's word, you start getting unhappy. You start getting miserable. You start getting hateful. Your marriage starts crumbling. Your life starts, you start making choices that are ungodly. Somebody help me preach. Motivating passion. Then a meditative persistence. Not only did you delight in it, but you meditate on it. Let me ask y'all something. Any of y'all ever just get in some of the word and you started meditating on it? Now let me give you a country word for that. Chewing on it. Chewing on it. Now Chad and I, a couple of the staff, we were talking about some of these false beliefs about the coming of the Lord, postmillennialism and amillennialism and some of these false things. So all that done is make me get back in my Bible and make me find out why I'm a pre-tribulation rapturist, why the church is going out before the tribulation and coming back with Christ on a white horse, and one of these days we're going to win it all. Somebody help me. And one of these days we're going to a pearly white city. We're going to a place where there'll be no tears in our eyes and no. You said, how you get all that Bible truth? Somebody asked me the other day, said, well, you read that Bible and I don't get what you get. I tell you what, you get what I get if you meditate on it, let the Holy Ghost help you understand it. Somebody help me pray. John L. Rice, the great founder of Sword of the Lord, used to take his Bible and lay it under his pillow at night. How dear is your Bible? Did you pick it up this morning? Amen. Did you pick it up yesterday? Amen. He said, Preacher Smith, I'm a mess. Why are you a mess? I say you're a mess because you're not following God's word. Amen. You read this verse this morning, but I'm going to read it again. Joshua 1:8 says this. I like this. I like this. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and then thou shalt find a way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. And I've done a little study, Chad. The word success is only mentioned one time in the Bible, and that is in connection with you finding a place to study God's word and get alone in God's word and find your answer in God's word. And if you can't find in God's word, come to a preacher like me and I'll help guide you in God's word instead of you out there swandering around in unhappiness and in bitterness and anger. And when you don't have to be that way, if you delight and meditate on God's word. Amen. Lastly, I'm done. Whoo! Am I doing all right? What have I said so far, Jeff? If I'm going to be happy, I got to be separated from the world. You said that when you prayed today. You talked about not compromising. And then if I'm going to be happy, I've got to be saturated in the word. But thirdly, look at verse 3. I'm closing. If you're going to be happy, you got to be stable in God's will. Look at what it says about Christians. And he shall be like a what? Somebody say it. A tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall what? Amen. I'm separated. Amen. I'm saturated. Amen. And thank God I'm stable. I have an absolute foundation. I'm not a potted plant. That's what's wrong with too many Christians. They potted plants. How many got some of them plants out there on your porch, them little potted plants and some of them little things you hang up, and every time the wind blows, no, I'm like a palm tree. You ever study a palm tree? That's what the Bible says we're like. I'll tell you what I am. I'm rooted real deep. And my roots are around a rock. You ever go to Florida and look at them palm trees? And I'm kind of a daredevil. I'll go to Myrtle Beach and all of them during the tropical storm, hurricane. I don't give a flip. I'm crazy. I just love watching palm trees. That wind will hit them and take them all the way down to the ground. Then all of a sudden they'll stand up to attention. You say, why? Because they're wrapped and rooted around the rock. You know why you're not too happy? You don't have a real good relationship with God. You may not even be saved. You may just be a lost church member in here, lost as you can be, never been saved, never been changed. And you need, you know what you need to do? You need to get hooked up and planted right. Then look here, I got accessible food. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Now, Chad, I still believe if a person really saved, they bear fruit. Amen. How many of y'all believe that? Amen. Real Christians bear fruit. And by your fruit you know them. Go on with me. They have accessible food. They got abundant fruit. By the way, there's two kinds of fruit. There's the fruit of a Christian, which is other souls. How often are you visiting the track racks? How often are you trying to get somebody else saved? And then the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, et cetera, et cetera. Amen? Don't tell me you're filled with the Holy Spirit if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. Now, there are 9 fruit of the Spirit. Don't say you got 4 and you got 5 bad ones. Hello? But I like this next verse. Look at, and he said, his leaf, shall not wither. That's avoided failure. You know what? You don't have to fail. Why is your marriage failing? Why is your kids failing? Why is it? The Bible says, and your leaf shall not wither. Man. You get planted, right? Somebody help me. You get hooked up with Jesus. And I got a God that'll help you not to fail.
Amen.
And then when you do fail, he'll pick you up and give you a second chance. Somebody ought to help me preach. Amen. I got one more. I'm done. Then I see an abiding favor. Look. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many in this room wonder why a lot of folks are prospering and you're not? Boy, it's quiet in here. I wonder, Brother Tyler. We look around as Christians and they're prospering, they're happy, and things are going good, but we miserable. I tell you why. They're doing something you ain't doing. Boy, it's quiet in here. You say, I don't know why my kids are running crazy. Because you're running crazy. Yep. Amen. Verse 4, I'm done. Y'all there? Look at the contrast. And the ungodly are not so, but like the shaft. Hey, ungodly people, their life's not solid, Chad. They're just like shaft. And you throw it up in the wind, and it blows everywhere. And why is it? There's people that come into church, then it ain't been long that now they're out of church, partying again, acting like a devil again. Am I preaching? Just like shaft, he had it blowed everywhere, tossed about with every wind of doctrine. I got a little backdoor comment, a compliment the other day. You know what they are? It was by somebody that don't believe like me that was trying to make a point, but it made me happy. Here's what they said. Well, that's how they said it. I see you ain't changed in these 49 years you've been preaching. I still follow the same book. I still believe in the same blood, and I'm looking for the same blessed hope I did 49 years ago when I got saved by the grace of God. I'm coming up on my 49th year of preaching, and starting September, when I start September, I'll be heading to 50 years of preaching and 45 years in this preaching, this church. And you said, why are you still happy? And why aren't you blown with all the, why ain't you in the contemporary crowd? And why aren't you with that bunch a Calvinist crowd? Because I'm not going to move. Amen. I'm staying on the word of God. Amen. And I'll tell you what I did. And I'm finishing with this. I'm going to make a choice. And by the way, you're going to make a choice this morning. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're either going to be happy or not happy. You'll walk out this door either more committed to God, or you'll walk out this door just the way you walked in, not committed at all. You want God to help you? There's a bunch of you that's saved, that's miserable right now, that's fighting, the devil fighting you, and you're almost letting him win. You ought to find you a place up this altar, and you ought to repent of your sins, and you ought to get right with God. And if you're here not saved, you have no potential to be happy.
Amen.
Outside of Jesus. Bow your head with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Try not to move around if you can. How many of you know that you know that you know? If you died today, you'd go to heaven. Raise your hand. If you know it, hold them up high. Thank you. Folks have already come up praying. How many of you right now are not sure you're saved, but you need to be saved? You want to be happy? You want God's will in your life? Just slip up your hand and say, I'm not a Christian, but I need to be. Slip it up. How many, nobody looking, Christians, you know you're saved, but this morning you're unhappy and you're miserable and things are going sideways? And you need some help. How many of you just be honest enough to raise your hand and say, pray for me? Preacher, yes. Yes. Come on, man. Are you going to keep struggling? Come on. Stand with me. I'm going to pray. If you're in this room and you're miserable, not happy, God can give you joy. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Bless, Lord. I'm glad my life's built upon it. Bless folks. Help couples to come this morning. Help people to come that their life's a mess and they're miserable. Maybe those that's online that's listening, God, they know they're not happy. They know that they're just treading water. God help this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.